Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 13th of December. Today we get the release of November consumer price inflation from the United States. So it's time to talk about the truth about inflation. It should be noted that some books covering inflation have had an unchanged price since publication. Since the US Federal Reserve's June policy errors, consumer price inflation has been elevated to extra and unnecessary attention. Fed Chair Powell has tried to reverse some of the damage created by those policy errors by stressing the personal consumer expenditure deflator, which has a lower weighting to made-up prices. But markets are still going to overreact to today's number. There has not been a single inflation episode in the United States, or indeed in other developed economies, since the pandemic. In reality, there have been three distinct waves of inflation. The transitory inflation of 2021 was caused by a surge in consumer durable goods prices. Durable goods consumer price inflation peaked at 18.7% year over year in the States in February of this year. It's collapsed to 4.7% in October. That is the most dramatic collapse in durable goods price inflation in almost 70 years of calculating the number, a 14 percentage point drop in inflation in less than three quarters has to be considered a very powerful disinflation force, and one that the economics profession almost universally predicted. The second wave of inflation is the commodity price consequences of the war in Ukraine. Because inflation is the change in prices, not the price level, this is a force that is currently fading from the calculation. Although do remember that commodity prices will hit the core rate as well as the headline rate of inflation, because things like airfares are in the core measure, and about 40% of an airfare is normally fuel costs. The third, and hopefully final, wave of inflation is what economists will be looking for closely in today's data. This is the profit margin expansion. While it is true that the nominal level of wages are higher than is compatible with the Federal Reserve's inflation target, real wages are catastrophically negative. In fact, real average earnings for employees in the private sector are falling at 4% year over year, the lowest they have ever been. Profits have grown faster than wages for seven of the last eight quarters. The resilience of demand, as consumers use savings and credit cards, and the fact that the price elasticity of demand has fallen, as consumers believe the story that price increases are justified, has produced this third wave of inflation. However, demand is now slowing and consumers are increasingly questioning whether the costs really do justify the price increases they're being asked to pay. Finally, it's worth remembering that consumer price inflation is not a cost of living measure. The cost of living for homeowners is lower than consumer price inflation suggests, because no one actually pays the owner's equivalent rent measure. At the same time, inflation inequality is growing. The lower the income, the higher the inflation rate, because lower income people spend more on food, fuel, and rent, and these are areas where inflation has been fiercer. Elsewhere, the German ZEW Economic Expectation Survey is due to be treated with caution, like all surveys, even if this is a survey of economists. UK November employment data showed a slightly stronger increase in employment and an increase in the number of older people returning to work. The post-pandemic ideal of early retirement seems less ideal when the cost of living has risen as much as it has. Real average earnings in the UK are still falling at one of the fastest rates on record, again pointing to weaker pay bargaining power. That's all for today. Have a good day.